Welcome. Today we're discussing an alarming piece from The Guardian about the chilling effect of the Trump-Musk era on American academia. It paints a bleak picture, folks.
Burner phones at academic conferences? It sounds like something out of a spy novel. What's driving this paranoia?
Well, the article highlights a few key cases of academics and researchers facing scrutiny, even deportation, for their political views or research. It mentions a French scientist denied entry over criticism of Trump's science policies and a Brown University professor deported due to alleged Hezbollah ties.
That's unbelievable. Are these isolated incidents or is there a wider trend?
The author argues it's part of a larger pattern of hostility towards universities, particularly elite institutions, from the Trump-Musk administration. They see these institutions as bastions of free inquiry, which, clashes with their authoritarian tendencies.
I see. And the article specifically mentions the targeting of Columbia University for its pro-Palestinian demonstrations. That seems like a direct attack on academic freedom.
Exactly. It seems the administration attempted to coerce Columbia by threatening research funding and demanding oversight of specific departments.
So what's the response from the academic community? Are they just accepting this?
Not exactly. The article points to European universities offering fellowships and safe havens for American researchers. Aix-Marseille University in France and the Free University of Brussels, for example. It's a bit like the 1930s when academics fled Nazi Germany.
A chilling parallel. What about the UK? Are they doing anything similar?
The article criticizes the UK for its apparent inaction, suggesting they haven't grasped the severity of the situation in the US.
Interesting. The author seems to believe that the so-called special relationship is dead.
It does seem that way. But I also find it interesting how the piece compares Trump's view on universities' wealth to Henry VIII's view of monasteries.
Got it. That's a striking analogy. It highlights the potential threat to university endowments.
Indeed. And, the author also mentions several areas of research that are particularly vulnerable in this climate, like LGBTQ+ medicine, environmental issues, and even astrophysics.
So the chilling effect isn't just limited to political science or social issues?
Apparently not. The author suggests a broad range of fields are at risk.
This whole situation feels incredibly precarious. It raises serious questions about the future of academic freedom and research in the United States.
Absolutely. It's crucial that we pay attention to these developments and support those fighting to preserve academic freedom. Thanks for joining us today for this important discussion. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.